Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Let's try another one, another Morning Mindset. According to my schedule, it looks like this one's going to go up at the very beginning of the week on a Monday. Of course, you can listen to these anytime you want. It's totally fine. Before we continue, I want to do a public service announcement. Well, it's kind of a selfish public service announcement. I just released a brand new book. It's called The Legion of Michael, Protecting or Defending the Flock, a comprehensive manual for protecting houses of worship, Legion of Michael. It's a brand new book. It's available on Amazon and also as a Kindle format. And just in case you guys have not been paying attention to all the other stuff that we do, I have been writing for a long, long time. We have an online distance learning course called The Legion of Michael, and the book is a companion piece. Of course, it's available, like I said, as a paperback on Amazon or as an immediate download on Kindle. So if you guys are a member of a house of worship, a church, and you're looking to form a security team, or maybe you just recently formed a security team, or maybe you started a security team and things aren't working out quite the way you thought they were going to, you might find this book useful. All right. Speaking of writing, I've been doing a lot of writing for about 25, 30 years or so now. As a matter of fact, I published my first book going on 25 years ago now. So I've been doing this for quite a while. And one thing, a lot of people are mechanical writers. And when I say mechanical writers, they just write what needs to be written. For instance, if you work for a company and they're like, hey, come up with a new, you name it, come up with a new SOP, come up with a new manual, a new service manual or user's manual, or write a description for this or that. It's kind of a mechanical thing. You have, for instance, if you're writing a description about a training video, or you're writing a description of how to, you have a new tool or a new machine or a new whatever. If you're writing a manual about how to operate a new machine or how to work a new machine, that's kind of mechanical because you have what needs to be talked about right in front of you. If you're writing a description of a video, you have the video in front of you, so you just write the description, you tell people what you saw. But if you have to basically come up with words from nowhere, if you have to create words from nowhere, it can be difficult. I'm going to admit to you that I have various different times of motivation and inspiration. There are some times when, quite frankly, I don't feel like writing. Now, I get paid to write, and that's part of how I make my living, and it has been for, you know, 3 decades or so now. But just because that's how I make my living doesn't mean that I always have inspiration and motivation to write. I have found, though, that one of the tricks, especially if I feel that I'm in a funk, like I know I should be writing, I know I should be creating, but I just quite frankly, I don't have the motivation. I don't feel like it. What I'll do is not write. And instead, what I'll do is I'll engage in one of two things. One of the two things will happen. I will either leave the house and I will go out into the field. I will go away from the computer, away from the laptop, and I will just experience life, right? I'll go away from it, walk around, go up in where I live is beautiful. If it's not beautiful where you live, I'm sorry, maybe it is. Even if you live in the city, just find a local park. You know, if you live in an urban area or a suburban area, find a local park or a lake or, you know, a large pond or whatever, and just go there. Just go there and get away from the laptop. Put your phone away. Put it in your bottom of your pocket, but don't look at it. Just experience life. And often I find when I come back from doing that, that I have inspiration or I actually feel like sitting down. Now, the other thing that I will do in order to gain some motivation and inspiration is I will engage in physical exercise. I've been doing this for many, many, many years now. And I have found often while I'm in the midst of engaging in the physical exercise, whether it's, you know, I don't do it so much as anymore, but I used to punch a heavy bag. I used to go into the gym. I used to treadmill a lot. Now I spend a lot more time in the rack, squatting and pressing and deadlifting and so forth. But I would find that I would have these thoughts would just come to me, bing, bang, boom, bang, boom, boom. And I actually had in my gym, I had a whiteboard and a marker because I would have ideas and I would be motivated and I would stop whatever I was doing. I'd run over with a marker and I'd write the idea on the dry erase board. And then I'd go back to what I was doing. And then later I'd sit down and bang out all those ideas that I had. Actually find right now my routine is to do my physical workout, my lifting, my training after breakfast, but before lunch. So I'll have breakfast. I'll wait until my food is digested enough so that it's not going to come back up on the floor while I'm squatting or deadlifting or whatever. But I also want to get it done before lunch. And more often than not, what I will find on those days when I have lifted and trained, and even if it's a blue-collar day, even if it's one of those days where I just don't feel like going to the gym, but I know that I need to, it's on the schedule, you know, I'm a mature, responsible human, and I know I need to do it. So I'm like, all right, let's just get this over with, Paul. I go out and I do what I need to do. I find that afternoon that I often have a lot of motivation and inspiration to create and to write. Some of my most productive writing days are also my lifting fitness workout days. And if you talk to a doctor, they'd probably say, yeah, because what you're doing is you're increasing your heart rate, you're forcing oxygenated blood to flow to your brain, and that oxygenated blood that's going to your brain is giving you that inspiration, that motivation. You're firing on all cylinders. All your synapses are pop, 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 popping, right? So, but that's me. You may find that you're in a completely different situation, but I would venture to say that if you're out there and you're listening to me and part of what you do involves writing of some sort, whether it's creative writing or whether it's mechanical writing or whether you just need to find the motivation to sit down and start banging out some words, that's my advice to you. If you're experiencing whatever you call it, whether it's just writer's block or a lack of motivation or a lack of inspiration, instead of just sitting there and though I think, at least from my own experience, the worst thing you can do when you're not feeling inspired or motivated is to just sit there and stare at the screen, to open up the laptop. You're like, all right, I've got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do this. And so I'm going to open up my laptop and I'm going to force myself to do it. And what happens? Have you ever done that? You open up your laptop and you open up the documents page and you're like, okay, I got to do this. And then after a couple minutes, you think, maybe I should just check my email, see if there's anything new in the email. You go to the email and you're like, oh, there's an ad from my favorite store. I wonder what they have on sale. And then 45 minutes later, you haven't written two words, but you've been screwing around on the computer. Rather than do that, if you're not inspired, you're not feeling motivated, you just quite frankly don't feel like writing, close the laptop, get up, get away from it. Either, and you know, like if you have the opportunity, get outside. And people would say, well, part of the reason that the outside thing works for you, Paul, and like I said, if I was a doctor, I'd say, because you're taking in all that fresh air. You're taking in, you've got the vitamin D from the sun, you're getting the sunshine, you're getting the fresh air, you're out there, and now your body feels better. And your body, if your body feels better, generally your brain will feel better. And if your brain is feeling better, then you can engage in creative activities. Yes, indeed. So that's my advice to you. Take it as what you will. I mean, like I said, everybody's different. But all I can do is I can tell you what works for me and suggest that maybe it might work for you too. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Paul Markle. And if you'd like to read a book that I read or that I wrote, well, you can read books that I've read. But if you'd like to read any of my books, including the book Morning Mindset, you can go to Amazon or Kindle and type in Paul Markle. That's my name. And bing, bang, boom, you're going to find him. And there you go. All right, kids, I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.